Members of the Eastern Band of Cherokee in North Carolina are struggling to save their language from extinction. The tribe has tried many initiatives while fluent speakers dwindle. Two brothers who teach Cherokee say their mission is a lot bigger than any single program or summer camp or phone app. Liz Schlemmer reports it's an effort that spans generations.
Jake Eli Swimmer keeps a little black notebook nearby while he teaches. The worn pages of the spiral notebook are covered in his scrawled notes and doodles of legends he's heard since childhood. The notes are vocabulary he's written in English, his first language, and Cherokee, his native language.
This little thing is what's keeping me driven, because when I'm gone and when the speakers are gone, I'll have their words written down at least, but I want to make sure that at least I can speak their words instead of reading it.
Jake Eli started the notebook 5 years ago, but he began hearing Cherokee from his grandma when he was little.
There were some days grandma would just speak Cherokee and it just kind of clicked. I necessarily can't translate what she's saying, but we were always using her hands. So she might say something and go point over there, and you might not know exactly what she's saying, but that instruction kind of leads you to that way.
Today, his grandma is 97, and Jake Eli is part of a generation who didn't grow up speaking the language. Now, young adults like him are struggling to reclaim it and pass it on. He teaches Cherokee language and culture at a public elementary in the small town of Robbinsville, North Carolina. It's near the Tennessee border, 40 miles outside the Cherokee's koala boundary.
Now, if you want something, you just say, Agua Dooley Ha.
Agua Dooley Ha.
Jake Eli says he's grateful for the opportunity to teach in a public school where enrolled tribal members are the minority. But he only sees each class for 30 minutes a week. And when this school year began, he found out his 5th and 6th grade classes were dropped.
There's that gap we can't afford. It's sad, and the gap from 4th till high school.
The cancellation is a small setback, but one Jake Eli takes in stride. Still, what weighs on him is this. After thousands of years of Cherokee people speaking their language right here in the mountains of what is now North Carolina, he could be among the last.
What makes you Cherokee is speaking Cherokee, nothing else. I mean, if we're not speaking Cherokee, then what are we? Because that's what makes us unique.
I asked him how much time is left.
Worst case scenario for the language, I'll say 30 years.
The youngest fluent Cherokee speaker in the Eastern Band is 29 years old, close to Jake Eli's age, but most are over 50. Jake Eli is on a slow and steady mission to keep the language alive for younger Cherokee, like his three daughters.
I love when they're little, their grandmother picks them up and she just says all these little things in fluent. It's just small things like, Dosa Dunny, what do you want? Or what are you doing? Dosa Dooley, Una, do you want milk? Do you want milk? Or something like that. And I think it's great.
That board back there, that's all we have left. See that board back there in the corner?
That's Jake Eli's older brother, Micah Swimmer. He points to a bulletin board. Printed sheets of paper are tacked to it, displaying 226 names.
That's all we have at over 16,000 enrolled members. That's all we have left that are fluent speakers.
Micah and Jake Eli aren't on that list. Few Cherokee their age are. Micah leads a class of young adults who are working to learn more. And that bulletin board leans in the back of the classroom, a looming reminder that time is limited.
I think this is the most important thing right now, teaching adults, because if we don't teach these adults how to talk, you can't make the kids talk Cherokee. If they don't have it at home from their parents, they're not going to talk it.
Micah's class is an all-day language session between four young adults and four older fluent Cherokee speakers. Some of those older speakers, when they were students, were discouraged from speaking Cherokee in public school. But they spoke it at home, and the language thrived. Today, the tribe has an earnest effort to teach children in school. Micah's classroom is tucked away in a Cherokee immersion school. It teaches enrolled members of the tribe, from infants through sixth graders. Here, students learn science and math in Cherokee. Every poster and game and flashcard is in Cherokee. It's a big difference from what Jake Eli can do, seeing his students once a week. When the new Kadua Academy opened, people imagined it would be the cure to revive the language. But Micah says he hasn't had the honor of adding anyone to the list of speakers yet.
Well, not yet. This school's been open for 15 years, and we have yet to produce a fluent speaker.
It's getting harder for the school to maintain immersion as speakers age. It's hard to hire truly fluent speakers, harder for kids to keep up their language skills at home. And that's under the best circumstances. Back in the public school, Jekyll I. Swimmer moves forward with a lesson on weather.
Gosh, Debbie, what's happening?
It's sunny.
It is sunny. Remember, sunny is a golly ha.
A golly ha.
A golly ha.
He teaches the same lesson all day, moving from kindergartners to fourth graders. He'll tweak the lesson and reteach it to the same group of kids next year. Jekyll I. makes his own classroom materials and illustrates cartoons for his presentations. He's lent his voice to a Cherokee language phone app. All these tools had to be created by the local community. Another struggle that someone teaching Spanish or Mandarin doesn't face.
We have all these tools and all these things around us, recording devices, phones, apps, and yet we're still struggling to break that surface. We're still at that tip. We're still, every year it seems like we start again.
Jekyll I. says recognizing the slow pace of progress can be hard to swallow.
It is a thing that kind of hurts some days, and some days you're just kind of down in the dumps about things, and then you just wake up the next morning and say, let's go at it again and see if we can get a better result.
Anyone who has seriously taken on the task of learning a second language knows it is a long journey. Whether you're learning a foreign language or a heritage language you've been exposed to since childhood, it's like being Dorothy dropped in Oz, but it's still black and white when you get there. For every new word you learn, that object lights up in Technicolor, but it takes thousands of words to make the whole landscape shimmer. Jekyll I. has been on his journey to learn Cherokee for decades. Now he's hoping to inspire other tribal members to take on the same quest, maybe even his own daughters.
Yesterday, my little girl in the grocery store over there, and I was telling him, Kena, Lista, Kena, Nula, Nula, hurry, hurry, quickly, Kena, come here. And my little girl was saying, Kena, to her little sister. So that little bit made my day.
Jekyll I.'s oldest daughter is in kindergarten now and has him as a teacher. She's starting to take a real interest in learning Cherokee. Meanwhile, he keeps at it too, one rescued word at a time. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.